Pick a card.
Pick a card, any
pick
card?
Pick a card, any one of your cards.
Do you want me to pick the one that's no, on top
pick,
there?
Don't pick that one.
All right, I'll pick this guy.
I really needed you to pick that top card, didn't I? All right, cool. All right, what is it?
You want me to tell you what
no,
it is?
No, don't tell me, but like, but clock that.
I know. Should I show them?
Yeah, show it to them.
All right, look away.
Okay.
All right, yeah, okay. I think they know what it is.
Okay, cool. Give it back to me.
Okay.
Just a second.
This is your card. It's almost like you have psychic powers
it
or something.
It sure is. That's why on this episode of the Bells and Whistles podcast, we draft the psychic type. All that, and we play around a round of Pokedoku. All that, and much, much more on this episode of the Bells and Whistles podcast.
Run that. Run that. That's the stupidest fucking one yet. It took you so long, too.
Someone asks how I am. I say better now than I'm speaking to you. That's what I'm all about that now. Supersonic mind, mechanical canine. I know that's Jimmy Neutron, but I feel like they should meet. Yeah.
That does seem sort of ripe for a crossover or something.
I know, like everybody was saying Jimmy Neutron and Timmy Turner, right?
Those two seem something to looking for burner.
I feel like those two, they don't, you know, they don't mix as well as perhaps Timmy Turner
and who you said crossed over?
And Jimmy Neutron.
And Jimmy
Neutron.
Well, that
Jimmy
happened.
Timmy Power Hour.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I'm saying. It's not, I don't feel like that's as strong.
You don't think it was as strong? I was kind of thrilled by it.
I thought it was, I mean, it was exciting.
I feel like, Timmy really got fucked up when they made him into that 3D animation. They really made him look fucking awful. He got the short end of the stick. Jimmy Neutron looked cool in the 2D.
Yeah, he came in, he's like, oh, okay, that makes sense.
But Timmy was like, that shit was horrifying as a kid. Good lord.
They're like, oh, send him back.
Yeah, they're like, ah!
He's not done!
No! Welcome back to the Bells and Whistles podcast.
Welcome
Ryan
back.
Quigley, Ephraim Birney, how
you know,
are you?
People call us a regular Jimmy Timmy Power Hour, aren't we?
They call us a That's So Sweet Life on Deck of Hannah Montana.
Hannah Montana, huh? Mm-hmm. I feel like you're something of a Timmy and I'm something of a Jimmy.
You think that's the case?
Yeah, I feel like my hair is so large.
I've always fancied myself a Jorgen Von Strangle. You know? And I think you're something of a Wandissimo Magnifico.
Wandissimo Magnifico. Oh,
do you remember in that show that there was an evil sort of like genie, the genie?
Yeah.
And it was voiced by Norm MacDonald. And the genie was just named Norm, and it was just him being Norm MacDonald.
Was that like the later seasons, or was that...
I don't remember. It couldn't have been that much later in the season, but he's just like, "Hey, I'm Norm. Norm, the evil genie." Yeah. And it was awesome.
Hey, Timmy.
Hey.
Hey, Timmy.
That's all he was doing.
Yeah.
It was great. Oh, but they truly just...
What
they just
doing,
gave Norm
Timmy?
A fucking character.
I can't do that.
Norm wanted a paycheck, dude.
He wanted a fucking paycheck. Let me be a genie.
Yeah,
or
exactly.
Like that.
Should we get started, or do you have anything else you want to bring up right now?
I don't know. What do we got in store? We've got a ranking.
Well, no. We have a draft.
A drafting. So I always feel like they're the same.
No, it's very
I'm
different.
Sorry,
we're drafting the
guys,
psychic sorry. Type.
The psychic type.
The
draft.
Psychic, could you tell? Were you able to use your mental powers?
I looked ahead of time. There's a master Pokedoku puzzle.
I was going to say, and I reckon we do a Pokedoku. I was making Ephraim that delightful cup of tea, and he's already seen my big board. I could tell that you saw
I know,
my
I
list.
Didn't. No, I promise.
I don't believe you for a goddamn
no, I promise,
second.
I promise.
I don't believe you for a goddamn second. I left my computer...
I'm like going there changing things.
That's what I'm saying. Look, it says fuck you at the bottom. Fuck
yeah,
you, Ryan.
I've changed all your Ansels to Flittle.
Yeah, because exactly. I have 15 scream tails.
Yeah, scream tails.
No.
I like to call it Flittle the Bee.
Flittle the Bee. until you espothred your pants.
Yeah, exactly. You know, that's why they call me the witty one.
Do you want to read that? We'll save that. We'll save comment. It for the comment of the day. Nobody got farted.
Hey, August, I like you. August.
Yeah, we'll read your
like
comment at the end of the video. That'll be the comment of the day when we get to it. But with the way it goes is that we draft a team of 7 Pokemon, 6 regulars, and then 1 legendary Pokemon.
That's
it can
right.
be selected at any time.
That's
of
right.
the 6 main, we are allowed to use. We're allowed 1 slot where we have the opportunity to select a pseudo legendary, a mythical, a mega, a paradox. I guess
a
we
paradox,
could do
you could
any
say.
Of those little special little side
those,
things.
Yeah,
you're one, allowed
ones
to do.
that are above that
exactly.
Base total.
None of the common folk Pokemon. Uh-huh, we're only allowed 1 special one.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there any questions? No,
I've got no questions.
Good.
They
so
might.
You went. I went. No, wait. You went first last time. So I have
turn.
The first overall
it's
pick
your turn.
This time, and you spanked me. You spanked me, and you spanked me good with the steel type draft, like a 70% approval rating.
That's you know
only
I'm not,
Biden could dream.
Did you see on Twitter? I promise this is quick. But when Trump said like. He was talking about how he won the golf tournament.
I missed it. I've been trying to
avoid
it all.
He had a whole thing on, you know, Truth Social or whatever. He was like, I won this golf tournament. It was very special to me or whatever. And Biden shared a screenshot of it. And he said, that's great. That's great, Don. Congratulations.
That's really good.
And that totally got me back on his team.
The one that got
where it was just like, okay, nice.
The one for me, did you see after the State of the Union, or what, I don't know if it was before the State of the Union, he walked by Marjorie Taylor Greene or whatever, who was wearing a big MAGA hat, and he walks up and he goes... did you see that clip?
Yeah. Whoa!
I was like, all right, there's still something up there. He can still crack a joke.
Our boy's still in it, boys.
No, let's go to the draft.
Yeah, go to the draft.
I'm gonna start
strong.
And I just want to say that with this draft,
there's no losers.
You there will be a loser. I fear it'll be me because I almost would prefer the second pick because this is a momentous decision that I'm forced to make with the first overall pick. Because I would argue there's not a clear one. Do you believe that there's a clear number one overall pick?
For which category you mean? For just regular or legendary?
I'm saying that...
Because I feel like there's an obvious legendary.
You think there's an obvious legendary?
I do.
I don't know if it's as obvious, truthfully. Okay. I'm going to do my best, and I am going to select my legendary first.
Okay, good.
I don't know if I believe that this is the right choice, but I've made the decision to not do any chicanery. I'm not going to try and undercut you. I'm not going to draft Flittle first overall.
Good.
I'm not going to play any games. I'm just going to pick the Pokemon that I think is the best... psychic thing that I think will do best with the audience that I think is statistically incredibly strong, classic, well-liked, and that's right, kids, for the first overall pick, I am selecting Mewtwo.
Mewtwo.
I'm not fucking with the Megas.
Don't do it.
I'm
yeah.
not doing it. I'm going original.
Original.
OG Mewtwo.
Yeah.
Period. Stop.
I was curious how that would work doing like a mega of a legendary. Does that fall into the legendary category, or does
it
that fall
falls into the
yeah,
legendary
I figured
category.
It must, right?
Yeah, yeah. Certainly.
I'm glad you didn't. I wouldn't want you to do any of that.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on the Mewtwo selection first overall?
I think Mewtwo is an obvious one.
You
is
think
an obvious
you
one.
That's
it's
what
not,
you would have done?
It wasn't the one that I was going to do.
Okay.
It wasn't that's the one that I was
that's
going
what I'm
do.
Saying. It's this. There's a lot of competing motivations.
No, it's true. It's true. Mewtwo is very good.
He is. He is. I don't know. I don't feel comfortable with this. I feel comfortable, but I'm not in love with this pick.
I know. Well, it's the kind of thing where I feel like you're going for a popularity vote.
It's
it
that
too.
There's certainly
you want
there's
people
certain,
to be excited.
Listen, I'm not above.
Yeah.
Bagging.
No. No. And you're right. You're right to do that.
No, I'm not.
All right, let's see. What's Who's one that you, I would
what,
like
what,
to
what
pick?
Are you doing now?
What am I what are you doing now?
Yeah.
I have them listed here. What do I think is the smart thing to take from you? I'm gonna go this route because I think you're going to want something like this, and then it leaves you in a tricky little spot.
I was trying to be nice to you.
Yeah, no, I know.
I was just gonna try and play it clean, but I you know, you think you know a guy.
Yeah, you think you got. No, we've done
you
something
think
of,
you
a,
know
of a switcheroo.
Yep.
I'm going to pick Armor Rouge first.
That's it. I think this feels like a reach for me, but Armour Rouge was on my list undoubtedly.
I thought you would want a fire type.
Armour Rouge is on my list undoubtedly.
And it was like, okay, what's he gonna, he's gonna pick Del Fox? I don't think so.
No.
Maybe you
no,
will, but
there's something where I worry that you're a little confused.
Yes.
I worry that you're a little confused, and
I undoubtedly am.
Yes, but I think you're going to come to slightly regret this pick, mm-hmm. is all I'll say.
Okay,
but
yes.
I do think Armour Rouge is a sick pick. I think Armour Rouge is a sick Pokemon. I think a lot would have to go wrong for me to ever use him, but I think it's a damn good...
A lot would have to go wrong mentally.
In terms of a coverage play, it's a damn good pick, I'll say.
Yeah.
Armour Rouge is cool.
We're starting off.
I think he's outclassed by fucking Serralege a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
No, I think Serralege is better one, but I think Armour Rouge is no slouch.
We couldn't pick that today.
Armour Rouge is no slouch.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
What do you think?
All right, so...
I now know what my legendary is, so I didn't feel like I needed to rush to pick that, is the thing.
No, you shouldn't.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't. I'm curious to see who... I think there are a couple, like, really great fucking legendaries.
Yeah.
And I completely ignored any sort of coverage play by just going with Mewtwo, but I was trying to play it
correct. No, I understand.
I might get a little greedy here.
Yeah.
Is that okay with you?
Go ahead.
I'm going to get a little greedy here, and I'm also a little disgusting what I'm about to do.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to not fuck around, and I'm going to go straight for my pseudo legendary.
Good.
I'm going to go straight for the pseudo legendary, and for the second consecutive draft, I'm going to choose Mega Metagross.
Mega Metagross.
And not give
again.
A fuck.
Again.
I don't care. I know it didn't
another
do much.
Another one.
I know it didn't do much for me
mm-hmm.
Last time. But
no, this will be good for you.
I think he's the best on the board.
Yes.
I think in terms of strong Pokemon that I am allowed to pick right now.
Yeah.
There is a separate, without undercutting you, I think there is a different mythical that is probably an obvious statistical choice. But I think coverage-wise, I have to make this decision.
I think this makes sense.
That's what
this
I'm...
This makes sense. No,
all I'm trying to do...
People love Metagross...
All I'm trying to do is make sense to
me. Yeah, and in a way that you've put me in a corner too, because Metagross was certainly on my list as well.
You know?
And I don't, you know, maybe he it would be a little silly, a little foolhardy for me to have Metagross and you have Mega Metagross. I don't think we
can. No, I would reject that.
Yeah,
I would sue you.
Yeah.
I would sue you.
You would say, keep it in your pants.
I would walk.
That would be the end of this channel, and millions would rejoice.
You're damn right. You're damn right.
People would be so excited. I called it.
Did you know? So I'm in like a fantasy baseball thing. You know?
Yeah.
And so like I understand that in this community.
Yeah.
And not to toot my own horn, but I understand in the Pokemon sort of nerd community.
You're something of an alpha male.
I'm something of a bro. Straight guy, you know.
Yeah.
I'm a dude.
Yeah.
But understand that is completely relative because I had a fantasy baseball draft this weekend.
Yeah.
And went in, put in an environment of
in
like
right, yeah.
of like actually straight guys.
Yeah.
I am for sure the Pokemon guy. I'm for sure the Pokemon
something
guy.
Something of a big in fish that. In a small pond, aren't you?
That's exactly right. And in the group chat I'm in, they've begun sending screenshots of our various
yeah.
thumbnails and stuff. And I've completely lost all leverage that I could ever possibly have among that group, but I respect that. I can't hold it against it.
Yeah, we cover two ends of the spectrum. People say, like, what if the, you know, there is a correct answer as opposed to where, you know,
yeah.
what roles we inhabit. Ryan is the sporty Pokemon. And me,
which of course,
I'm something of a theater kid.
Two classic archetypes. Both characters that are mentioned in the hero's journey. Yeah.
Go ahead.
All right, what else interests me, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. I am going to pick next.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go through my four because now I have my mythical and my legendary safe.
I don't blame you at all.
I'm going through my second normal pick.
Your normal
is going to be Gallade.
Gallade.
Uh-huh.
I am shocked and I tell you?
Yeah.
I'm appalled. I'm shocked and appalled.
Yeah, go ahead.
Simply, I mean, no, you go ahead because yeah. I feel like we've had maybe four conversations about Gal-Aid.
Yeah,
like you
and
know,
every time it's time. Different.
Every single time, I feel like it's all different because the context is different. But I feel like you've never been. If you
I've
don't,
never
you
been
don't
a
like Gal-Aid.
I don't like the way Gal-Aid looks. I want to insist upon that. But yeah. you have to make certain, you know, sacrifices.
Yeah.
When making a draft, right?
It's not about looks. It's not about you.
Yeah. It's not about me.
Yeah.
Because if it was about me, it certainly wouldn't be about looks.
It's something. There's a greater good to
There's
be
a greater
had.
Good to be had.
Yeah.
And I feel like Gal-Aid has gotten something of a glow up as of late.
Yeah.
It's gotten the sharpness ability, which I really kind of fuck
I know
with.
You like sharpness.
I like the sharpness ability quite a lot.
Okay.
It's also one of the few physical attacking psychic types.
Okay.
My other one was Metagross.
I don't even care about physical attack at this point.
I think you should is the thing.
Yeah,
I think you should.
Well, there's your Metagross.
Because I'm going to throw something your way later on. It's going to bombard.
It's really going to throw me off.
Yeah, maybe. Wow. I don't know. It depends on what else you pick.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. No, I like that pick.
Yeah.
I'm shocked you made it. I'm shocked you had the onions to do it.
I wish someone would, you know, shave down his hips a little bit. Or maybe put a potted plant on one of them. I just feel like he's got shelving room there. He's got space.
Yeah. Okay.
Poor guy swallowed a whole plate.
It does look comically like when a snake eats a fucking deer or something.
Fucking he's a little stupid. Jerry eats the thing of cheese and becomes a triangle.
Okay. All right. Stop fucking around.
Yeah.
Everybody, let's get serious.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is interesting to me. So I'm going to make my first reach of the draft. And this feels uncomfortable for me.
Yeah.
Because this is my first normal pick.
Okay, yes.
But now I need to start playing the game of chicanery. Who is he from going to select? Who can I get in the later round?
Yeah.
Etc. So
it's I need to gamble. The game is afoot.
Exactly. So I'm going to make my first reach of the draft. It's important because you gotta
honor your roots.
You have to I'm not these are not my roots. I'm picking a newer Pokemon.
Oh.
A newer Pokemon, and it's important to reach for gimmicks before you do.
Okay. Oh, I'm so excited because I think I know where you're going to go.
With my third overall pick, I am selecting Rabska.
Rabska. That was on my list.
I know it was on my list. I know it was on your list. I had to get it. Rabska is cool. I ran a Rabska on my Scarlet Violet team. Uh-huh. I love him. He's completely badass, perfectly versatile. There's no surprises. You know, you run the same thing with him every time. And revival breasting.
Breasting. Revival breast milk.
Would you ever try breast milk?
You know, I got to tell you.
I've never been asked that. There's a, because on the Knicks, there's a player on the Knicks, Josh Hart, who one day just randomly tweeted. He's like, hey, fathers out there, you guys ever try your wife's breast milk? And everybody's like, yo, what?
I got to tell you, there's something about it that really disgusts me.
Yeah?
Yeah. I feel like it's got to be like chunky.
No,
gross.
What?
I do.
You think it's like, curdled?
I worry.
No, they say it's nice. It's just got a little sweetness.
I don't know about that. I'm like, well, in that case, sign me up.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. There's a lot I'm willing to try. A lot I'm willing
Listen,
to
I'm
try.
No prude.
I'm no prude. Believe me.
Right.
But when it comes to, when it becomes to swallowing things coming out of other people's bodies.
Good Lord.
I don't want to go there.
I don't know how many other options there are in terms of swallowing things.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Bodies.
I'm kind of ruling it all out.
Right. And so you're saying it's a very small circle of
it's
things.
A small circle of things. And I'd really like to avoid it at all. I'm stepping out of that circle.
All right. Very nice. I've selected Rabska. Do you respect that pick?
I actually respect that. That was going to be my next pull.
There you go.
But because you've done that, it now frees up something that a little play.
Is this your first trick of the day?
This is my first trick of the day.
Okay.
I now feel comfortable picking Bronzong.
Bronzong. You're making smart decisions.
I now feel comfortable.
I just,
doing
I just,
so.
I just, the, I, there's part of me that wants to say, guys, cut the cameras off for a second.
are you okay?
Yeah. There's part of me that wants to check in with you because these are uncharacteristic picks these coming out of your mouth. These are uncharacteristic.
The truth is, do you want the truth?
You've been possessed.
I've been possessed. There's a gun to my back. The truth is, there aren't really a lot of fun psychic types, I feel. They don't have a lot of gimmicks.
Okay.
Rabska was one of them. There's another one that I'm tempted to take later on.
All right.
But yeah, there aren't ones that have fun gimmicks to them. Like I thought about a magic bounce one, but I don't know.
I'm not partaking.
I'm not all that interested.
Okay.
But yes, I want Bronzong because I feel like I need at least one little wall on my team.
Yeah. Oh, now I'm. I know what I should do here.
Mm-hmm.
I know what I should do here. It's just a matter. Okay, just level with me. Do you have a water type on your list?
I do. I have two.
You have two water types. I'm trying to determine the water type that I should select right now.
Yeah.
If you said no, I would just go through in detail. But I understand what I must do right now.
Yeah, I know. And I know what you want to do, and I'm a little jealous. I feel.
No, because I'm almost certain that I'm going to choose the wrong one. I think you're going to be disappointed in what I end up doing. Because I was resolute in what I was going to do. I was resolute, but now I'm second guessing.
Yeah.
There's even some self.
Well, think about what I've picked now. I've picked my wall. So what I'm not gonna pick wall. Something I'm not gonna pick something like slow
bro.
No, but
that's kind of what
like
I'm
that.
Saying. It's you know? I'm tempted with the slow bro.
Yeah.
I'm tempted with the slow king.
Yeah.
I'm tempted. I don't wanna do I'm not gonna pick Falooza. You got in my head briefly with the physical attacker sharpness thing.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna pick Falooza. I don't have the onions.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna kiss the ring again, man. I'm going to kiss the ring, and I understand that time has changed.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go. I'm going
His
to honor.
His old tweets have been found.
I'm going to honor the past.
Yeah.
And I'm going to. I'm going to do it. I'm going to select Starmie.
Starmie was the other one that I had.
I'm going to pull. I'm going
to
select.
Starmie
me.
Is the one to pick.
I'm
I
picking
believe.
Me a Starmie.
Yeah, Starmie
I'm do
is
it.
The one.
Rapid spin.
Rapid spin is important. Now, you have to understand, not a single one of my things is going to throw a hazard at you.
You just wait. You just wait. I know you're going to run a metronome set. And you just wait for till your fucking galley throws
until,
out spikes.
Yeah, no, my last pick, I'd like to pick Mr. Rhyme.
There you are.
No, I respect Starmie a lot. That was the one that I wanted to. I had that. Yeah. And I was a little jealous.
Yeah.
I thought that you might.
Yeah, that was on my list from jump. That was on my list, but I second guessed myself, but I came home.
Yeah, you came home.
I came home.
Okay, good. Good,
to
good,
mama.
Good. Because you've done that, I now want to pick the one that I'm perhaps most excited about.
Are you thrilled by it?
I am thrilled by
okay,
it.
Okay, tell
this
me.
I have a lot of I did a little bit of duping earlier. I did. I said that there weren't any gimmicks with the psychic type, and there is one. There is one that gets a gimmick that excites me.
Tell me.
And it is Malamar.
Okay. Yeah, talk about a pick that I don't give a fuck about. Yeah.
You'd be wrong.
All right, so tell me about your weird Malamar gimmick, your grand plan.
My grand plan with Malamar. First of all, knockoff is going to be a huge in this game.
You're
in this
great.
Game. Having dark coverage, unbelievable.
All right.
I now have a dark type. Your psychic types are mute. They've got nothing. They've got nothing that can hit me with. And also, might I add, a superpower allows with my contrary ability, my trap card. Okay. No, I like Malamar. I think Malamar is a fun pick. I like psychic and dark.
Yeah, God bless.
It's one of my, and I like contrary. That ability, you know, tickles me a little bit.
I can understand being tickled.
Yeah, no, I've done plenty of other ones that fit the mold. I want to have at least one that makes me happy.
All right,
and it is Malamar.
That's good. That's good. So, all right. So this is kind of exciting. We now each have. Well, I'm selecting my. We now each have four. I'm selecting my fifth.
Yes.
Right? My fifth. Wait? Right?
One, yeah,
two,
no, this
three,
is.
Three, four. One, two, three, four. Okay. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Again, this is a coverage play. Is it a smart coverage play?
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
No, I think so.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
But he's a Pokemon that I damn like.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit. Again, no, I'm going back and I am kissing the ring.
Yeah.
I'm a lot of Gen 1s this time.
Okay.
But I run this guy whenever the... I think this is going to shock you.
Something of an execute?
I am choosing Executor.
Oh, I love it.
I'm choosing Executor.
I love it.
With my next pick. You can throw a Hypnosis on him.
Throw a berry on there. Throw Harvest.
Throw a Harvest. Solar Beam.
Solar Beam.
Psychic. I just, it's
great.
I feel like whenever you're building up a team, there's always just that
room
little
for
slot
a little goofball
for
like
a
him,
fucking
huh?
What the hell is that thing? What the fuck is that thing?
That I
weird
love that
tree with
yeah
heads, yeah, coconut heads. One of them's cracked open. What a
thing. I'll tell you, this is my thing, and we should maybe I'll save it for my Gen 1 review.
Yeah.
But it starts out as an egg. It turns into a coconut tree.
It turns into a coconut
anybody
tree.
Anybody have any idea? And we just let that slide for 25
not,
years.
Not, well, not one person said a damn fucking thing. And it's and then they waited 10, 15 years, uh-huh, and they said, we're going to make him even taller.
He's going to be taller.
And you want to know the secret? We're going to make him dragon
he's
type
dragon
now.
Type. And they're like, what the fuck? That doesn't make sense. That doesn't make any sense.
I love being Executor.
It never made sense, guys.
Nope.
True.
No, it didn't. No,
it's
it
like
didn't.
That
I don't, I wonder when
astronaut gonna meme where he's got the gun to his head. He's like, it never made any sense.
I want to know when Pokemon is going to allow themselves to do something ridiculous like that again, because they really haven't done it since. I mean, Remoraid was in the next gen. Like, what the hell was that?
Yeah.
Then, like, if you want to say, like whatever happens to Feebas.
And no,
then,
I like
and then
they
kind of stop. They kind of stop with the ridiculous.
I'm trying to think, guys in the comments, are we missing something? Is there a time where there was like a silly little Pokemon that has just a crazy transformation?
I mean,
like
exactly. I mean, like Toucanon is weird.
No, but Toucanon I can buy even still. Like, you're right. Like Feebas and fucking Octillery, completely different things, you know.
Completely confusing.
Yeah. So yeah, right. I want a little something where it starts out as a, you know, a hedge clipper, and it.
That's
it,
what I'm
it,
saying.
It turns into a Komodo dragon, you know.
That's what I'm
yeah.
That's what I want.
I like that kind of thing. Yeah, of course.
All right. Tell me why you're. Go ahead, run to the podium and tell me why you're.
Chimical.
I was gonna say, wait, is this at last where we pick Grumpig?
<He's Chingling. laughs>
Yeah, please. Who you got next?
Should I? What should I do? What should I do?
I'll tell you what you should do.
I think I'll do it. I'll save my legendary my pseudos for last.
I think you should.
I'm gonna pick I think I'll pick Veluza. I think I will.
You
pick
are
Veluza.
Gonna pick Veluza. Veluza was on your list.
Veluza was on my list.
Wow.
I have
the
Veluza.
That was the best little acting I've ever seen out of you.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah, it's true.
You hate Veluza.
I hate Veluza. It's true.
You hate Gallade. You hate Bronzong. You hate Veluza.
I gotta tell you, I think a lot of it is that I don't like the psychic type. I think
wow
the psychic type is kind of annoying most
wow
of the time.
Wow.
So when we went into this, I was kind of like, okay, what am I gonna do? Let's just go for things that will be fulfilled by this list here.
Wow.
And I like Filet Away. I like that thing. I think that has potential to steamroll. That's
wow
fun.
Yeah.
No, it is weird. It is a weird thing for me. But
wow
we're picking weird ones today. Huh?
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Because I want a water type too, right?
Water type, physical attacker.
Yeah.
I fucking sharpness. I fucking, Lord knows I get it.
Yeah.
I fucking get it. He was on my list. I was, but I couldn't stomach it.
You couldn't stomach it. See,
you?
A lot of the times.
You hold your nose.
Yeah, I hold my nose and I dig deep.
Yeah. Well done. Well done. I respect it. I'm shocked at how spineless you have become.
Yeah, yeah.
Because in our first draft, imagine I was telling you that you'd start behaving this way.
I think I'd say get ready to lose, which I'm prepared for. I don't know. I think my last two picks can save it for me.
Okay.
But I also feel
yes. I agree with you. It's very easy to win this draft with just because there's a lot of good legendaries. And I think that you could argue that they're better than Mewtwo, but I don't care.
Okay.
It is a shame.
Yes.
It is a shame that the structure of this draft can allow such a travesty.
Yes.
As what has happened so far.
Yes.
Because I think if you tell me, Ryan, just pick your favorite psychic types.
Yeah.
I run to the podium with this pick that is now dropped to my second to last pick.
Yeah.
Which is a travesty, but it's part of the game.
Yeah.
Sweetheart, don't be mad at me. I'm selecting you now. Gardevoir.
Gardevoir.
I'm going to Gardevoir. The second you picked Gallade,
mm-hmm.
I said, all right, I don't need to pick her. I don't need to pick her for a while. Gardevoir is, there's a decent amount of nostalgia. I'm not even going to try and like fight that away. But yeah. In terms of like, if you just say like, okay, you need a special attacky fucking fairy psychic.
An amazing
blah,
one.
Blah, blah. Gardevoir is my pick 11 times out of 10.
Absolutely.
Fucking, yeah.
I mean, it was amazing when it was just psychic. It's amazing now that it's fairy.
100 million
fucking percent. Fantastic pull by you. But I didn't feel, it didn't feel right for me.
It didn't feel right. It didn't feel right. No.
So, what do we think is going to be the better reveal to save for the end, huh? With my legendaries.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like you have way more options with your wild card, so it can be more surprising with your pseudo legendary, whatever, mega, whatever. I think that can be, that can be way more surprising because there's a lot more on the table.
Okay.
I feel that I'm interested more in your legendary.
Yeah.
Because I think that there's, I have two on my list that I'm like, they're great, but like you could argue another like three or four where I'm like, I don't hold it against you for choosing that.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you're thinking coverage or if you're just going fucking power. I don't know. So whatever you feel.
I'm gonna go with the psychic legendary right now.
Yeah, tell me.
I said at the beginning, I said that there's an obvious one.
It's obvious, huh?
There was an obvious one. And I think we gotta kiss the ring. Perhaps arguably the strongest one they ever made, Ultra Necrozma.
Ultra Necrozma is, I believe, statistically and probably design-wise, the correct choice.
I think so.
I just feel like it gets a little lost in the sauce of history.
It does. But, it absolutely does.
But, you know, I there's nothing wrong
I'll be
with
the
it.
First to say, and I'll get slaughtered,
yeah,
decimated in the comments. I never played Ultra Sun and Moon.
Wow.
I never played Ultra Sun.
I don't think I did either.
Yeah,
I played Sun. What kind of fucking Pokemon chant?
I know. What the fuck? We're a bunch of posers, aren't we? I played Sun, and I was like, I can't cough up another $60 to do this again.
Wow.
I just didn't. And I know they've got this great Pokemon at the end. Because I do. I can't remember what I said. I do kind of fuck with its design.
I do, too.
I think it's...
Psychic Dragon
is great. Like, at first I was thinking, okay, like Mega Latios, right? I think let's go with the better psychic dragon.
Right?
What's the other one that you were thinking?
Calyrex Shadow Rider.
I considered that, especially with a team full of psychic types.
Yeah, Calyrex Shadow Rider.
Yeah.
A lot of people will say any of the Necrozmas. A lot of people will say that shit. Like, and also, I guarantee we're going to get at least one fucking comment saying, how do you not pick Lugia here? You know, people have a weird fucking dick, big fucking
like
hard
Lugia.
Dick for Lugia.
I'm surprised. I'm surprised, and you still have time for it, but you have Mewtwo. I think it's a real damn shame none of us are doing Alakazam in this list.
I was gonna, if you said, give me three guesses for who your little mega thing is gonna be.
It's not Alakazam.
He would be one of my guesses for you.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that. I know I'm making a coverage play, and I'm making a pick that I was pretty certain that you were going to make.
Okay, cool.
Because this is my you've done.
No,
that's exactly right. No, I'm making a coverage play. This is a Pokemon that this is a you Pokemon.
Yeah,
you pick several Pokemon that are kind of me Pokemon.
Yeah.
I'm now ending my draft with a you Pokemon that I'm shocked that you chose Armourouge over. I'm choosing Darmanitan Zen.
I thought maybe you would do that. I wasn't sure if it counted because
it counts
because it's hard to get. You have to get through a fire type first before you can use that, right?
I know.
But if we were ever to actually make good on our promises of using these teams. I wasn't sure if it worked. I did. I love Darmanitan Zen. Darmanitan is one of my favorite Pokemon ever.
I'm choosing Darman Atanzian.
I'm glad. I'm glad you did that.
Yeah.
I'm glad you
did
that.
That's what I'm doing. It's a coverage play. You got to have a fire type.
It's a coverage play. You got to have a fire type. That's why I took Armor Rouge.
Yep. Yep. I would have preferred Armor Rouge to this.
No, I thought that you might. There aren't. It's weird. There doesn't feel like there's a lot of good fire psychic types.
I think it's because really that's it, unless you're going. Well, I mean, I guess you can select one. There's one.
All of our Delphox fans out there. Hey, if you're a Delphox fan.
If you're a Delphox fan, unsub. No. Kidding, love you.
No, we can't lose.
No, you. We're in no position. We're in no position to be making.
I like I like Darman Atanzian a lot. It means a lot to me that you did that.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, no, I have I'll to. Trade I, you I, for, I gotta honor.
I'll
honor
trade
the past.
You for a jelly sandwich at lunch. You know.
All right. So okay. So tell me. So do you know who you're picking with your last one?
Yeah, I do.
Are you choosing a mega or are you choosing a mythical?
I'm choosing a mythical.
Okay. There are two big mythicals that are clear and obvious.
Yeah.
And I will give the floor to you.
Okay. So when I was thinking this, I was like, what am I going to do? If I'm going to do Ultra Necrozma, I didn't feel like I needed to do, Mega Alakazam, because I felt like whatever that was going to be was already covered by Ultra Necrozma, a speedy special attack.
I understand.
Right. So I'm going to go with Hoopa Unbound.
You are doing Hoopa Unbound.
Yeah.
People at home.
Yeah.
Are fucking screaming right now. That's a great. It's a great pick. It's one of the two. It's one of the two. It's one of the two. You know what the other one is, right?
What do you think, Jirachi?
Deoxys.
Deoxys. Yeah, Deoxys.
Deoxys.
I forget Deoxys is not a legendary.
Deoxys is not a legendary. He's a mythical.
Yeah.
He's a mythical.
Yeah.
The children at home screaming.
It's tricky. I really. There's a lot of me that would go with Deoxys, but again, if it's the same thing, it's a frail, fast, special psychic.
I understand.
And I want to go with a little something that's got a little more heat to
it. A little oomph.
A little cojones. Yes. A little spice.
I understand.
A little pepper on it.
I understand.
I
understand.
Like that weird genie lizard.
Right? It's got some hair on it somehow. Yuck. Hoop Unbound is sick, dude.
I do like... the thing that's weirdly satisfying to me, if people have noticed this about his, I just like that it feels like the hands can go in and out, however it is. Like, you know, he's got the holes on the side of him.
Yes, I understand.
And they've got like little, his hands have little like hooks on the side of him.
Yeah.
So it feels like he could just like, he's like a little Lego guy. Yeah. Like I kind of have fun
saying.
With that.
I hear what you're
fun.
Saying. Do we read the teams first, or do we go through an honorable mention first?
Let's do an honorable mention.
Honorable
mention.
Right?
What do you want to do?
Well, there's always a mega slow bro. That's at the top.
Oh,
of the
list. Yeah.
No, like, you know, if you're going coverage, Alolan Raichu.
Alolan Raichu should have been, been considered.
The bigger ones, Alakazam, Mega Alakazam.
Yes.
Medicham is your guy.
Medicham is my guy.
Mega Medicham.
I was very close to viewing like the Mega for that, but I was like, I can't.
You can't surpass.
Gallade is
going to
do the same thing.
Exactly.
And it's, you know.
Another coverage play, if fucking, if Gardevoir got kicked out, was Galarian Rapidash is a damn good Pokemon. Not great design. Not my favorite.
Yeah, that's fine. Damn good Pokemon. I don't know. I think I'd sooner pick Hatterene.
Yeah.
Than
That's a fair call.
I feel like this generation was a good one for psychics in a weird way.
Farigiraph is up there.
Should have been up there. We would never do this as our legendaries, but Iron Boulder, Iron Crown,
Iron
Deficiency. the three of them
iron
are fun ones for sure.
People will say, I guarantee there's going to be a weenie or two out there that's going to say Galarian Articuno for legendary as
well. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is a weird coverage play for me, but Claydol.
Claydol, I know. Claydol. I quite like Claydol. When we get to that generation, I will sing Claydol's praises.
I guarantee there are people out there that's going to say Espeon.
Espeon is a set. It's, you know, there's just a, Espeon. It's the thing. It's this type has a lot of fast, strong,
that's
special attackers
that's
that are
is.
A little wimp, limp wrist. You know?
I love a Mr. Mime too.
Mr. Mime is great.
I love a Mr. Mime. Mr. Mime, Mr. Rhyme.
Galarian, Mr. Mime.
Orbeetle,
yeah. I mean, in a world where neither one of us do this, someone might consider that.
And then, of course,
the king.
Indeedee.
There was a world where I did think you were going to throw Indeedee in there.
You thought I was going to select Indeedy?
I didn't think you would select it, but I thought you would bring it up.
I'm not going to fucking select
Indeedy. Psychic terrain does a lot these days.
Yeah,
you know?
I got a terrain for you to walk on,
sweetheart.
Yeah, I got a terrain,
yeah.
This
dick terrain.
My team.
Yeah.
The winning team, you have Mewtwo as my legendary, Mega Metagross as my pseudo-legendary, and then rounding out the rest of my team, Rabska, Starmie, Executor, Gardevoir, and Darmanitan Zen.
Starmie. All right, Starmie. And for my team, you know, the underdogs.
I don't know what people are going to think about
it. I don't know what people will think of mine. I think people might fuck with it. Yeah. Armor Rouge. Gallade, Bronzong, Malamar, Veluza.
Big time.
Ultra Necrozma as my legendary, and Hoopa Unbound.
Hoopa.
Unbound.
Nice.
And well uncut.
Eggbound. No, this is great.
Hoopa bigger, longer, and unbound.
All right, should we try and squeeze it a Pokey Doku?
Yeah, we're at 40 minutes. We can.
All right. Yeah, we'll give the people what they want, huh? All right.
Give the people what they want.
So everybody knows. Wait, hold on.
Let me cover the rules here while you set.
Are you going
up,
to do it? Are you going to do it swiftly?
No, I'm going to do it swift. You know, like my favorite Pokemon move, Swift. right. So Pokidoku, everybody knows this is a little online game that we kill every time. Every time we do a clip too, it slots.
It's really because we've become you know, we're so big on the internet.
Uh huh.
We're so huge on uh-huh. We've become internet sensations, and everybody says, oh, what do they do? Oh, they do so much, whatever. But you know what they're really good at?
Pokidoku.
That's right. It's immaculate grid.
It's a 3x3 puzzle here. You have on our example here that we have, we've got, what is that, steel?
Steel and steel dual type, which we're clicking now.
Right? So steel and dual type. We got to find a steel dual type one. The goal is to find the rarest pick, the one that nobody is thinking of. Get the lowest percentile,
You don't want to, because everybody, I talked to all so many kids, and they all go, I want to be popular.
Yeah.
And I say, it's not all it's cracked up to be. You want to be unique. You want to be special.
You gotta want to be you, just like me in my IQ test. I land in the lowest percentile.
All right, so let's go through.
Smarter than 10% of school kids.
All right, so a dual type steal.
Dual, put the well. You know, we can steal any of the ones that we've been talking about. Can't we?
We can. Uh-huh. We can. Lucario is one. Maybe mm-hmm. What do you got?
Is there like a middle evolution one that we might, you know, that might people might not be
Laron.
Thinking of? Laron.
Dublade. Ooh.
Do we want to do or perhaps is something like an Orthworm?
Goldango. Orthworm is just steel.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not even thinking.
Goldango.
Goldango is good.
Steelix.
What about
Scizor?
You can do Mega Metagross. People sometimes don't think of the megas.
Mega Metagross, but is there a different steel that's or
perhaps you do Celesteela original form.
Celesteela.
What's the Magearna original
Magearna,
form.
Everybody forgets about fucking uh-huh. Magearna.
And it's got two forms, at least according right. to Pokidoku, right?
Or Jirachi.
Jirachi.
Wow, this is powerful.
Uh-huh.
This is really powerful. What do you think, Magearna?
Put him a little Magearna and see what happens.
And she's Steel Fairy?
Or you know what people are going to forget?
What?
It's that fucking, the little bug in the nest.
Durant?
No, not Durant. What's his name? I can't even remember his name. Burmy's evolved form. That's steel.
Ooh, Wormadam steel. We're doing Wormadam steel.
Yeah.
Wormadam trash.
Damn.
And we're sure.
Damn.
0.8%. That's just, and that was just easy. It just flowed. It was just too easy.
You know, it just pours out.
Steel psychic. So now we have the Bronzong.
The Bronzong.
We have the Bronzong and we have the Bronzor. Mm-hmm. Is there a different one?
He's lower Metagross's.
Oh, I mean, you have Solgaleo.
Solgaleo could be good. What about Beldum? Is Beldum steel psychic?
Oh, yeah. Beldum.
But people might be thinking, I mean, Metagross.
Meetang.
Meetang could be good.
You want to do, I say we do Meetang or we do like Solgaleo. Well, is there like an
Dusk
Ultra Beast?
Form Solgaleo or what, a Necrozma Solgaleo or whatever that is? Is that Steel 1? Psykick 2? What is that?
Oh, I don't know. You're right. Is it Necrozma Duskmane might be Duskmane. Steel Psychic.
What else would it be? It's not going to be Steel Dragon.
You're right. So what do you think? What should we do?
I like Meitang because I don't think that's how it's pronounced. But
or Jirachi.
Do you want to do Jirachi? I feel like people are going to think about Jirachi.
Okay. All right.
I think my gut goes with Meitang or Duskmane Necrozma.
What do you think? Should we be real?
Do you want to be, you know, let's roll with it.
We're going to be daring.
You want to be daring? No, let's be ballsy this episode.
It's Necrozma Dusk?
Yeah, Duskmane.
You want to do that?
Yeah, why not?
We're doing it. And we're sure! 4.9%.
4.9%. I feel like that's
top. That's got to be top three at least.
Yeah.
That's got to be top
three.
I feel
like winners, you know.
Again.
The ones that are risky.
And then the thing that people forget.
Is how handsome we are.
That and we're not even really warmed up yet.
I know, we're just doing our reps right now.
Hoenn Steel, okay. All right.
Now might be time for Mega Metagross, might be time for Meitang.
Okay. There's that, yes.
Jirachi might be it.
Aggron.
Laron.
Nosepass?
You sure?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, put Nosepass.
Wait, am I? No. I'm not going to do it. I don't think Nosepass is Steel, no. I think he evolves into Probopass and becomes Steel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, what is he? What is Nosepass?
He's dual type.
What is he? Is he Steel Rock?
He's definitely Steel Rock.
Yeah. Do you want to be daring two times in a row?
I don't know, man. I completely forgot about Nosepass.
No.
Nosepass is Hoenn, right?
Nosepass is for sure Hoenn.
And he's Steel Rock.
I don't know. He's in the rock. He's something rock.
I don't know.
Don't do it. He might just be solo rock and we're stupid.
He might just be solo rock.
No, he's not.
He's not.
But because I'm too scared. Do you remember in the second gym you would use water gun on him and it wouldn't be super effective?
But
the first gym or whatever?
Steel is still effective. It's not doesn't
super
resist.
Effective. I think it
steel
does.
It doesn't resist water. It would still be effective.
It's just effective. It's not super effective, though.
But that's still...
If he was...
If
but I'm saying if he was...
Rock, if you're rock steel, it would still be super effective.
I don't think so.
Steel doesn't resist water.
Guys.
Maybe it did in way back in the day, but
I don't know. I remember there being something that confused me. Or maybe it was you'd use a grass type and it wouldn't be... It would resist because
of
the steel.
It would resist because of that.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking. If Nosepass is number one, I retire. What do you want to do? You want to just do Meitang? You want to do Laron?
Do Laron.
Laron.
People are going to be thinking.
Or do you want to do Jirachi?
No, people are going to be thinking of Nosepass.
Laron. And we're sure! 10%. Not great, but it's still.
It was Nosepass.
It was Nosepass. Yeah. But can I tell you, there are people doing this that would kill for 10%. They would kill.
They would kill to drink the sweat of 10%.
A dual type final evolution.
Okay, dual type final
evolution. This is crazy.
Laron.
I'm saying, why can't you say Solgaleo?
Dual type final evolution. Doesn't even have to be Steel anymore.
No, but I'm just saying.
You want to do Solgaleo?
People are going to be using Solgaleo for this shit.
Wow. Maybe.
Or, what's a crazy one? What's like a...
Yeah, no, I feel like you're right.
Minchino.
Minchino isn't dual type.
Oh, fuck. That's because
I
meant...
we should do one of the evolved legendaries, though, right?
Yeah.
What about Naginadel?
What about Urshifu Rapid Strike?
Yeah. What about him?
What do you want to do?
Do you know something about him? Have you heard?
What do you want to do? I mean, Urshifu Rapid Strike, G-Max.
Yes, let's do G-Max. Let's do G-Maximilian.
G-Max, Urshifu, Rapid Strike. Or, I mean, like, you could do Charizard G-Max. You could do some really stupid shit with this.
No.
No,
I don't want to do that.
All right, okay.
I want it to be a legendary because nobody.
But that's kind of. But you're
nobody's
telling,
thinking of that.
You're telling me someone is actually going to put Gigantamax fucking.
I'm telling you, they already have
Gigantamax Colossal.
Maybe Gigantamax Colossal. Maybe Gigantamax Colossal.
I don't think we should do a legendary. Well, maybe.
But it's
I mean,
a final
maybe,
evolution.
Maybe
people
we should
aren't thinking of them.
All right,
as
so you want to do Urshifu?
Yes.
All right. So
or Naginadel.
Urshifu, Rapid Strike. Ooh, we can't select these. We can't select the G-Max ones. Does that alter your decision?
In that case, I think we should do what's not Solgaleo, but the other one.
Lunala?
Lunala.
You want to do Lunala? Let's do
Lunala.
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 We're going to Lunala, and we are sure.
Come on, give it to me.
1.6. 1.6. But like this is a one that could be.
This could be one of thousands. I know.
There's for sure a 0.8 in there.
And we didn't get there.
A final evolution of a psychic, eh?
Evolution of a psychic.
This is fascinating to me.
This is what we've talked about today.
Yeah.
Let's do Chimico.
Yeah. But yeah. I mean, also
but,
understand
but
that
let's
like,
do one that's maybe not bad.
Yeah, no. Can we try this time? No, but Chimecho is good, but there's also like, you know, there's the newer one, the Espathra.
I think Espathra is on people's minds constantly. It's on mine.
Right. But I didn't mean Espathra per se.
Yeah, but something of the sort.
Something of that ilk.
Okay.
You know, I mean, like, okay. I think Chimecho is a damn good fallback. Wobbuffet.
Wobbuffet's good. Wobbuffet's great. But it's so popular, you know.
Is it though? But I feel like people forget why not.
People do forget why.
Jinx
is good too. You want to put Jinx?
I'm trying to think of something even fucking crazier. You're telling me, you expect me to believe that people are putting fucking Claydol down?
I think people like Claydol.
Okay.
I would do Mr. Rhyme.
Mr. Rhyme. Because you're losing people. People are putting Mr. Mime down.
Uh-huh.
And they're going,
they're like, no, no way. No way, Jose.
Final evolution.
No way,
psychic.
Jose.
Or is Solgaleo go here?
Maybe Solgaleo goes here. Maybe Solgaleo goes here. No, I think it's too obvious.
Too obvious?
Yeah. I wish there was a psychic type Wormadam.
Or Beetle.
Orbeetle is good.
Orbeetle. Rapska.
Maybe G-Max Orbeetle. See if we can do the G-Max this time. If we can, then I say G-Max Orbeetle.
Orbeetle. No, we can't. We can't. The cheat code is you can scroll down here and it gives you suggestions.
Oh.
Understand. Oh, want to do like Grumpig?
Yeah, do Grumpig.
Grumpig? Grumpig.
All these ones we've mentioned will be lower than Grumpig.
What do you want to do then?
I think Grumpig or Chimecho.
Yeah, let's do Chimecho.
Or Gaimico.
Dynico. We're doing Chimecho. Yeah. And we are sure! 1.3. Beefy. Beefy. Again, I shudder to think of what the score.
We should have done Alakazam.
Final evolution from Hoenn. This is where there's so many possibilities.
Uh-huh.
It's daunting.
It's daunting. We should have done Chimecho here.
We should have done Chimecho here.
Uh-huh. This, that way people would have forgotten.
Yeah.
I mean, what are people always forgetting?
I can tell you.
What about a Linoone?
Delcatty. This is a final evolution.
Delcatty?
Yeah,
Delcatty.
Delcatty.
Ninkata? No.
Shedinja. No, like Chimpanzee. People go crazy with this.
Yeah, what about Ninjas?
People go, that's competitive.
All right. Delcatty might be wine.
Delcatty is good. Delcatty, not Nuzleaf. Fucking Shiftry.
Shiftry. But Shiftry's having glow up nowadays.
Yeah, maybe.
Mascarene.
Beautifly.
Beautifly's good.
Beautifly, Dusktox.
I wish Kecleon or
Kecleon
could have been involved.
No,
here.
Tropius doesn't evolve. No. Oh, shit.
Medicham.
Pancham. Pancham.
Not from that.
No.
Stupid. He's not from that generation.
Mighty Anna.
I feel like people think of Mighty Anna.
Yeah. Camerupt.
Camerupt could be good.
Camerupt. Grumpig.
Grumpig. Perhaps.
I'm listening.
Crawdont.
You know what? I'll trust you if you feel like Crawdont is the best one.
Crawdont could be good. Grumpig is good. Delcatty is still
good. Let's do Delcatty. Delcatty. We're doing Delcatty. And we are sure. That was scary. There was 1.4. Everything stopped for a second.
Yeah.
1.4, I'll take that.
1.4.
Now, I hate that they started doing this. The can learn.
Earthquake?
Thunderbolt.
Oh, everything can learn. Just put whatever you want.
Yeah.
Put E from Bernie down there. They'll know what it means.
Grumpig. can learn Thunderbolt. That is dual type, understand.
Okay.
Amolga.
Amolga. Hisuian Voltorb.
Hisuian Voltorb. Or like Nidoking.
Can Nidoking learn Thunderbolt, though?
I want to say yeah, but I'm too pussy to do it. If you were like,
there's
yeah.
There's one of them that, there's like, think of Pokemon that have like insane coverage, like Clefable, but that doesn't, that does, that's not dual type.
Yeah.
Dialga.
I have to pee. What am I kidding? I can't pee anymore. I'm just gonna piss, 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 piss.
Oh, believe me, a thought is in there, and young chums that I gaze on so fondly today. Just like fairy gifts gone in the sky. All right, what's the obvious answer here? I think it's Stunfisk might be one that we want. Starmie. Starmie might be it.
Okay.
I think it's Starmie.
Starmie, huh?
Yeah. Star you, if you want to be ballsy.
I was going to say something fucking... You were going the route of like a Pokemon that is an electric type. Yeah. I was going to say like fucking Alolan Geodude.
Alolan Geodude could be good. Stunfisk.
Stunfisk.
Maybe Alolan Geodude.
I think Alolan Geodude yeah, would be ahead. My guess. Sure. All right, we're going.
But I'm scared. What if it doesn't learn it?
I think there might be too many. How is Alolan Geodude not fucking...
You have to type in Geodude and yeah. then it comes up Alola.
I had to learn that the hard way. Uh-huh. Geodude Alola?
Yeah, let's do it.
Do it?
Yeah.
Or you don't want to do Togedemaru. Everybody talks about Togedemaru. Remember, we've been shafted too many times.
I don't think so.
Geodude Alola?
Yeah.
And we're sure! We got a 0.2%!
Oh my god!
Ow! People will doubt us constantly.
I don't think anyone has ever gotten that.
No.
In the history of the game.
No. They don't know what the people don't know their ass from their fucking elbow.
They don't, what are they? What are you going to
put? And we rolled out of bed doing this.
Pikachu.
People don't even know that I'm high out of my mind right now.
I know. But people don't know. This is a little fun fact about the podcast. We're on Adderall.
The whole time.
The entire time.
The entire time.
Yeah, no. We just got to get our way, make our way through this.
Oh, time. My goodness. My gracious goodness, my me. God. All right.
All right.
Can a psychic type... Now, is this your Starmie?
I think it might be Starmie.
You want to do Starmie or Staryu?
God, you ask the right question.
That's why they pay me the big bucks.
You know, really good.
That's why they pay me the big bucks.
I have to assume that Staryu must also learn it, perhaps.
I don't know if that's a fair assumption, but... Maybe.
No.
Because it's a water... You're right. It must. Because it's a water stone evolution.
Yeah. How does that play into...
I don't know.
It just makes sense because, like, there's no level up. Like, you know, it's...
Yeah.
It would be weird to evolve
you.
It.
Put Star you. Come on.
All right. Doing Star you. Watch, it's not going to be...
No, I'm scared.
We're selecting
now.
Star you. And we're sure!
Sure.
No!
No! Damn it! God damn it! No, come on! Star me learns it!
No, we've ruined it. We've ruined it.
This is the last time I ever trust you with your goddamn stones.
I just don't know why.
And your water stones. Okay. All right, put the last one. Know that it should have been Star Me.
Yeah, we'll see. Star Me is our pick.
Yeah.
Star Me is the one we picked.
You know what I think? I actually don't know if Star You is psychic type. I think that might have been the problem, is that Star You is just water type.
Okay. What is with this ad, bro? I don't want a new fucking Kia.
Come on. I'm going to do it on my phone just so we can complete it.
Well, no. Don't do that.
I'm going to do it on my phone.
No, it's over because we can just check anyways.
Yeah.
A Hoenn that can learn Thunderbolt.
Fuck it, man. Just put...
Why can't I put fucking Walrein? You know,
Walrein doesn't fucking learn Thunderbolt, you idiot.
Can you be so sure?
Put Kyogre.
You were going to say Kyogre?
Yeah.
But is there something, you're really sure about Walrein?
Listen, God, we flew really close to the sun with
you. Want
to
do
one.
Kyogre or you, but like what's a, but why wouldn't we put mine? If this Kia ad comes up one more fucking time, why wouldn't we put Minun?
Because everyone's going to put Minun. It's the only electric type.
Maybe. No, but there's Manectric.
Oh, okay.
Kyogre.
Put Kyogre.
You want to do Primal Kyogre?
Yeah, put Primal Kyogre.
We're selecting, and we're sure! 1.5%.
I'm telling you,
shut the fuck up.
At what I do.
Yeah, I know.
The best at what I do.
Well, no, you want a regular Kyogre. That one was sky high. why didn't you say Mega Banette? Can I tell you, by the way, this was not a very challenging master puzzle. I understand that we failed.
We fucking lost.
I understand that we lost, but that was hubris. That's why we lost. We didn't lose because we couldn't name a fucking psychic type that learns Thunderbolt.
Let me look at Staryu.
All right, so Genesect was the steel dual type number one.
Staryu is just water. That's the problem.
Yeah. So down here, we did Wormadam Trash. That is 0.8%. The leader was 0.5.
Oh,
okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Stack attack.
Corviknight. Oh, I did say Goldango.
Uh-huh.
I did say Goldango, didn't I?
I can't believe that's more than Wormadam.
Yeah, I don't know. We don't have a grasp on what people are out there saying.
Really, you know, guys, I'm
we
sorry.
Won we with Necrozma Dusk. Steel Psychic. So good at what we do.
There you are.
So good.
There you
go. Mega Metagross over here with the Steel Hoenn. I feel gypped there. And then Lairon was all the way down here.
I can't believe. Was Nosepass one of them?
No. Look up what type Nosepass is.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I think Nosepass might not be from Hoenn, is the thing.
Where is it from?
I think it's from Sinnoh.
No way.
Nosepass.
No.
Nose piercing.
There's no... Nosepass is for sure Hoenn. I bet my mother that Nosepass is Hoenn.
It's just rock type.
It's just rock, right?
Yeah. See? It is from Gen 3. You're right.
Mr. Mime over here was with the final evolution dual type. Wormadam plant. What could have been? But we did have a 0.2%, I believe. I believe that we did that.
Yeah.
It's just there was like a million other
0.2%. There's like a million
2. What is 100% divided by 0.2? Because that's everybody put something different.
100%.
Everybody did something different. We shouldn't have been that excited, but whatever. What are you going to do? Wednesday, you got to take the rain with the sunshine.
Yeah, you take the rain with the sunshine.
Final evolution, that psychic. Starmie was up here.
Starmie
was up. Darmanitan Zen. So was Wobbuffet. Ah!
Ah!
People should listen to me constantly. I don't even know where we are. Why does this make it so hard? We're down here. Chimecha, 1.3, and the leader was 0.6.
Ugh.
Wishcash. With the final evolution, Hoenn. Delcatty was up here. Wishcash was good. Glalie, Crawdaunt was right there. Fuck. Claydol. Boom. So is Ninjask. We overthink.
We overthink. We talk ourselves into a hole.
Thunderbolt dual type. Cyclozar was the leader. Dracloak.
Wow. I wouldn't have ever guessed. I would have ever thought.
Yeah, this is terrible.
Yeah.
We did horrible. We did fucking...
You know how hard it is to probably pick one that doesn't learn Thunderbolt that isn't a dual type? How hard we had to try to not get that right.
Yeah. Yeah. Starmie would have been 3.8%, which would have been terrible. But that is our pick at the end of the day. Hoopa.
Is it psychic or dual type though?
This is Thunderbolt and Psychic.
Oh yeah.
Right here. The one that we failed.
Yeah, the one
that we failed. And then Mega Banette was the Thunderbolt Hoenn. Cast form Sunny, we should have known.
I know. We always got to, you always have to put a cast form in there.
Yeah.
When it's
home. Whenever you have the opportunity.
Uh huh.
Yeah. Thank God we didn't do plus or minus. Those were massive.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Well, hey, you win some, you lose some. And in our case, you lose some, you lose some.
In our case, you lose most of the time. We're stopping recording now.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good session.
That was great. Is there a way that we can cut around us losing?
We'll fix it in post. Yeah, we'll CGI. Exactly. Hey, if you made it this far in the video, please leave a like and subscribe if you haven't already. If you're listening on any of the audio apps, please leave a 5-star review. You don't want to leave a 5-star review. Leave a 4-star review. You don't want to leave a 4-star review. Guys, I'm just getting over a cold, and my bulging disc is beginning to heal. It's
beginning to bulge.
I just don't need that kind of negativity in
my
life.
It's true.
So just skip it. Here's what you do. You put a comment down below. We got to do comment of the day.
Oh, we got to do comment of the day.
While you're doing the other pitch. You comment down below. I reply to every single comment. It's how you get the dialogue flowing. It's how you can be featured on the channel.
Uh-huh.
And you got to turn that notification bell. But if you say, hey, man, fuck all that. I just want to give you money. What did I do?
Should
they go to Teespring or should they go?
They shouldn't go to Teespring anymore.
No.
They shouldn't go.
Where should they go?
What's the name of the new site? It's
4Doors.
4chan.
4 4 4
four.
Someone's got to look up what Neil
Square.
Four. There's a new link in the description below.
Just go in the description below because we actually have new merch for you.
It's new. We've distanced ourselves after a long class action lawsuit. We unfortunately
are no longer working with Teespring.
No. It's still open if you want to buy something there. Yeah, it's just we found a place that's a little
nicer.
Yeah,
we found a little better quality goods.
Yeah.
Go over there and get yourself a philanthropist t-shirt. You can also get a friend of the pod t-shirt. That should be up there too, I hope. I don't know. I don't know how it works.
It's up there.
There's another one that we're working on too. Neil sent a fun little design that I have to doodle up and have fun with. Though I did think I'm like, we can't keep making Ryan upset in all the pictures.
I'm so upset. Yeah. Everybody, all the little cartoons. Hopefully you know the description. You know the design by now. But every time I'm drawn, even the straight white guilt logo behind Ephraim, I'm always so angry. I understand. I make a lot of jokes where I'm the butthurt one for whatever reason. But it's like, damn. It's like,
well, when Neil drew it, I was like, okay, this is getting too far. But yeah, go over there and get yourself some grub. Get yourself some garb. Get yourself, you know, some some grit. Some grub. Yeah, and have yourself a blast, huh? It keeps the lights on around.
Yeah, please. We need money. So August, we talked about August last time where you called
my
me pretty
favorite
dumb.
Month.
August, this is the comment of the day. There's actually two comments of the day.
Oh.
But this is the comment of the day number one. Okay. August Benedict. Ha ha ha. I will not stand for plus one mine on slander. Kidding. They deserve to be on the bottom of that list. Laughing face. Also, Ephraim, when I first watched this podcast, parentheses, I think it was the Team Star Leaders ranking. The vibe I got from you was that of the goofy guy from a 90s boy band.
I know. I'm
something
like,
of a heartthrob you are.
What's his name from NSYNC? You know. With the hair that kind of was too old to be in that group.
That's true. I don't really know why it was specifically a 90s boy band. It's probably just because my friend was listening to Backstreet Boys or NSYNC, as she usually does, when I was watching the pod. So she's not paying very much attention to us.
She's not interested.
Tell me why ain't nothing but a heartbreak. So I guess if Ryan is the pretty but dumb one, parentheses, not derogatory, LOL. Which brought just a quick parentheses from me there, August. A little derogatory. Then Ephraim is the witty and goofy one. Smiley face.
Yeah, a lot of people would say charactery looking.
Charactery. Yes, exactly. You're more charactery. Uh-huh. So yes, no, we love
you, August.
It's,
and
it's
we
all,
appreciate
it's
that.
All in good fun. Thank you. That's the comment of the day. But I want there's another one that I would like to highlight.
Okay, yeah.
Because
go
it ahead. Was one of our Pokidoku clips from the other day. Schizo Penguin. Commented, the only thing doku about Pokidoku is that it's on a 3x3 grid. Nothing else says it should be called that. Which I think is a fair point. It's true. It's really not close to Pokidoku at all.
Yeah.
It's just that's a correct thing.
Yeah.
To which Boyoyoing
Boyoyoing
replied, You also can only use each Pokemon only once, much like Sudoku's rule of one of each number per 3x3 box.
Which is a fair comparison.
A reasonable.
I'd say.
It's them saying, well, there's one other similarity.
There's one other one. Let's
so
not
then,
be too hasty.
Dean Combs comes out of nowhere and replies to Boyoyoing saying, I bet you're a blast at parties. Hey, yo, guys, be nice to each other
down there.
But that did make me laugh. He must be a blast at parties.
This is a channel of love and warmth and community. But if you get to roast each other, do it like that. That's
pretty
funny.
I bet you're a blast at parties. That means Dean was scrolling through like, what the fuck is this guy? Shut up. It's great.
Well, what are they going to call it? Pokemaculate grid or, Immaculate Poke?
But the people, you know, and you know that I hold zero water for the bastards at Pokidoku.
Yeah.
Especially after today, shit that they pulled with Staryu.
Well, this was entirely our fault.
No, I'd like to point some fingers.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else to say?
I don't have anything else to say.
Is that the end of the sentence? <I know. laughs> All right, guys, see you next week. Bye.